Welcome.
Or shut up.
Podcast.
Where
the wrong opinion
is yours.
It's a hard knock life for us.
They don't understand because they can't hear it.
Okay.
Wow.
We've never kicked everyone off this podcast from listening so fast before.
I feel like we have.
We've all done Annie together, right?
Were you hit play? Nope.
Wait, Richard.
That was my first.
Your first was Annie with us?
No, I was just hanging out.
I was just there for the show. For the quality entertainment.
Showing up before anyone noticed you hadn't paid for anything.
Yeah.
I'm just showing up.
Oh, I see.
Hanging out?
I'm up on the mic now.
There you go.
I'm up on the mic now.
That's why
now.
You should wear headphones
mic
so you
technique.
Can hear whether you are close.
I know how to do it. I'm just not paying attention.
Well, welcome to Nerd Up or Shut Up, the podcast where the only wrong opinion is yours.
Yours.
Not mine.
My name's Maggie Ulrich. And
I'm Richard Sheehan.
Am I burning? As in madness.
There's no way anybody understood that.
Sorry.
This
I'll
is a very... snack-filled podcast.
It is.
Hi, Drew. Hi, Garrett. Who else listens?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Jessica.
Dr. Jessica.
I love Hi. Macklemore.
Does she like Macklemore?
No.
You like Macklemore? Who likes Macklemore?
There's a...
No one likes.
We'll show you the video. Maybe we'll post it on Instagram.
What happened was at her bachelorette weekend, we were in a bus really drunk, and a Macklemore song came on, and Jessica goes,
I love Macklemore. And just like that.
And she was like, later on, she was like, I don't know why I said that because I don't even
like
him.
I don't even like Macklemore.
Was she drunk?
Yeah. Oh, we were
all
drunk.
We were all sober on a wine tasting tour.
But she's getting married?
No.
Mine.
Oh, you said on her bachelorette.
Mine. She pointed to me.
Well, this is an audio show.
But you're actually here, though. You are in the room.
No, he's not. He's looking at his chips.
I love you.
Guys,
love you.
We,
our food situation in this podcast is amazing.
So, welcome to the stoner episode.
It's called cheat day.
So everybody has a LaCroix, except Emily. What are you drinking?
Iced tea.
Drinking iced tea as usual. We've got a nice pile of Skittles. Richard's working on his Chipotle.
It's Emily's leftover Chipotle.
It's Emily. Emily's Chipotle. I thought
you
it was
couldn't be cool, bro.
It's mine now.
I should have known.
Put me on blast.
We got plantain chips with what is this?
Chocolate hummus.
With chocolate hummus.
That was plantain.
We got popcorn. We also have the most absurd Oreos I've ever seen in my whole goddamn life. It's the most stuff Oreo.
That shouldn't be allowed.
It shouldn't be allowed. This should be.
It's the greatest thing ever. It's just
I've
like full fat in your
it.
Mouth.
Shouldn't be allowed.
Oh my goodness! It's huge.
Is it? Is it three times
ruin
stuffed?
Me.
Triple.
It has
ruin
to be.
Me.
I feel like
that
I
can, Oreo ruined.
I feel like.
It's like sex with Hulk in Oreo form.
Well, that's something I can't unhear. How awful.
How disturbing. I am appalled.
How dare you not respect the way I want to die.
I know.
But then you also have these dark chocolate Oreos here, which I've always
better.
Wanted to
better.
Try, but I've never tried because I can't eat gluten. But I love Oreos. I love peanut butter Oreos. I
I'll
love
just
regular
get you some
Oreos. I love birthday cake Oreos. I love all the Oreos.
I like shrimp scampi, shrimp pie.
Maggie,
shrimp.
Do some research. How much is one serving of the most stuff?
Oh,
is it one?
Question.
Is it one or two?
Let's see.
I bet
one number two, dear.
I was like, I know the serving
size. How many?
Serving size, one cookie.
Oh my god!
How much are we looking at there?
One,
how much damage?
110.
110.
One cookie is 110 calories.
Wow.
I know my calories.
Holy shit.
Worth it.
One cookie.
What kind of savage eats it without milk?
That's what I was thinking.
Like, why didn't you get a glass of milk?
My mouth is
Who
full
are
of
you?
Oreo, and I've
now
never...
Now you're going to have it with LaCroix? I was like...
I have never had milk with cookies in
no!
my entire life.
You're a sick, sick woman. I can't even... I thought we
so
were friends.
Are just going to make stuff up today?
I swear to God, I've never just drank milk. That's so weird to me.
I've never done that either, but I definitely dip a good warm chocolate chip cookie.
No.
In your milk? Mm-mm. Never?
Never. I don't like to mix things.
You guys should know this. Come on. Come on. And you're
sitting across from me. Just the living epitome of mixing.
Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. You.
Black Carbon Requiem.
You wish, Maggie. You wish.
I just want my own.
We gave you like 10 minutes, didn't we?
Was it 10?
You can borrow mine. You can borrow it. You have to wear a wig, though.
Don't we have one new listener? What? Also,
we do have
one. Oh, yes. His name is Brad Loewenberg.
Yes.
Brad. Hello. Brad.
He got really excited. He sent me a message. He's like, you mentioned me. I was like, of course we do. We love our fans.
Oh, Brad. We're mad.
We don't give a fuck.
We don't give a fuck.
I censored myself.
Oh, Brad. How could you?
How could you? And on a wedding night. Oh.
What?
I don't know.
So today.
Oscars.
The Oscars.
The Oscars.
Oscar.
That's it, bye.
Thank you for joining.
In anticipation of this episode, I realized we're going to talk about the Oscars, and I don't have anything to say, really.
Well, that's why we kind of changed this episode to be like, let's talk about the drama.
The Oscars. Who cares?
And how we don't care.
Okay.
And how the host situation is.
You know, real quick, the only nominee I saw was Roma.
Roma.
The only nominee I saw was Roma, which was, oh, and Black Panther.
Yeah. Best Picture.
I loved Black Panther.
Yeah.
Best Picture?
Well, you didn't see any of the other movies.
I know, but...
You didn't see any of the other movies?
Just Roma.
Wait, I don't think I did.
Just Roma.
Here's the thing. I've got real lazy over the years as far as paying attention to the Oscar stuff.
This is just a not interesting year.
You guys probably saw Star is Born.
Well, of course.
I
and Bohemian Rhapsody, which I haven't heard anyone say
I
is
would...
good.
Kill myself before seeing Bohemian Rhapsody.
I saw Get Bohemian Rhapsody. Here. I would not say Best Picture.
I've not seen two of the best pictures, but every other one I've seen.
Okay, can you read the whole list?
Bohemian Rhapsody. The Favorite.
Oh, that's the best one. That's
the
best.
I did see The Favorite.
I disagree.
What?
Black Panther.
I saw that.
That's the best one.
Black Klansman.
Oh, I love that movie.
I want to see it.
Green Book, which I did not see.
Haven't seen yet.
Vice, I did see.
That was whatever.
It was weird.
Oh, I wanted to see.
I feel like if you were gonna do a political comedy, you should have done Death of Stalin as a best picture because that was fucking hilarious, and not just because I'm into Steve Buscemi, like really in a bad way. A Star is Born, mm-hmm. and Roma, and I have not seen Roma, and I have not seen Green Book. So those are the only
Me
ones.
Me too. Those are the ones I haven't seen.
See. And I don't know how I feel
and
about
those are the two that are probably going to win Best Picture and Best, what is it?
Me and Viggo are on weird terms right now, I feel like, after the...
Oh. Well, yeah. But I think it's still probably...
Why?
I don't know.
What about Viggo?
Viggo said the N-word.
He said the N-word. He said, the N-word's not even a thing anymore. But he didn't say the N-word. He said the actual word. And then he kept going. Because I think nobody even says the N-word. Just kept going... And going like the Energizer inward bunny.
Is he American?
No. I don't think he's American. Is he?
Yes.
Know. Yes? Yeah.
He's one of those that you think isn't, but he actually is.
Right. Like when he talks.
Like Johnny Depp.
Right. No, I think he's an alien.
I think. I might be wrong, but.
Click here to find out.
I'm looking.
Drum roll, please. I'm going to say Virginia!
New Zealand.
I'm trying to find out where
this is great.
So you said Virginia? Yeah. Anybody else guess where he's from? He is American.
Okay.
But where?
And he has no excuse.
I'm going to say Washington.
Mm, interesting. Washington State?
State.
Mm-hmm. And?
Oh, I said New Zealand.
New Zealand.
That's not in
America. Which is not in America.
She's not changing my
answer. Not in America.
She's like, I stand where I stand.
He was born in Lord of the Rings.
He is from New York.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't. He really doesn't have
and
an
then,
excuse.
And then
Does anyone?
His mom is Canadian.
I just wonder if people.
So he should be nicer.
Right.
He should. He should probably not. But most people should just not say the N-word.
100%.
You should just say.
I don't understand
N-word.
How that's still like even a question or an accident or
but
I've never even thought
him,
about
though.
It.
I'm eating the rest of these Oreos.
Do it.
Okay.
How many servings?
But I've had three servings.
But the cast is really behind him, so I don't know. Stars Born, Black Klansman. I liked Black Klansman. I know it's not exactly historically accurate, but none of the
neither
films
is Bohemian Rhapsody.
And yeah. Neither is The Favorite. Okay.
Okay, but that's definitely like made up.
Right.
Can I find Black Klansman? Is that like out yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's on one of the streamings.
It is on the stream.
I gotta find
Redbox.
Redboxy.
Ah.
Go to Walmart, stand in line. The red box. There was at the red.
I'm at the grocery stores.
I've never red boxed. Whatever you got, I've never red boxed. So.
Why? It's only a dollar. It's a really good deal. Sometimes when you just need something. It's like, oh, what are we gonna do? Let's just go to the little red box. Oh, they have something new that's not on Netflix. What a treat.
And
it's only a dollar.
Made a commercial for you.
There you go.
I've never really red boxed. I
guess you're not poor then, Anastasia. So welcome. Good job. Congratulations.
I'm so sorry.
Is anyone hosting? Did they get a host? I don't know.
Oh yeah, who is the host?
I thought Maggie was. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Maggie.
Who is hosting the Oscars?
Shut up, Maggie.
I thought it was going to be a hostless Oscars.
Yes, it is going to be a hostless.
I'm enjoying my Oreos. How dare you?
Yes, it's going to be a hostless Oscars.
It is?
That's a fact.
But
what's your next question, ma'am?
What does that mean?
There's just not going to be someone hosting. They're just going to have like presenters and stuff. And
so how is there going to be an open? Like, what is the opening going to look like?
The first presenter's gonna come out. I don't know, man. I'm not running the show.
You have Hugh Jackman come out, do a little song and dance.
Yeah, but he's not technically the host.
And then he pieces out.
Yeah, something like that. They're still gonna do like
stage. I was like, A Star Is Born again.
Like, I'm sure they're still gonna have filmed things. Maybe, yeah. I don't know. They're still gonna do that kind of stuff. It's just not gonna be one person threading the whole show together.
This all bores me.
It's all the dumb.
It's all very boring.
And I said this is what I said. I said, if Bohemian motherfucking Rhapsody wins Best Picture, I am not watching the Oscars next year. I will not watch next year. And then I thought, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Little Women are coming out next year. I'm going to be watching the Oscars for that
you're
shit.
Gonna do
so
that, so.
I'll
so
be very upset, though.
She'll be very upset. I feel like this year has kind of suckaged, though.
I'm looking forward to this year's cream of the crop.
Like, Oscars kind of sucks this year. Super Bowl definitely sucked this year.
Oh,
it's like it's a boring year.
Because life is the worst, and so we realize nothing matters.
We're in the darkest time.
But shouldn't we go crazy? But shouldn't we go crazy then?
Shouldn't we
entertain and be fun? And
but everyone's too sad.
That's funny.
It's like, I don't want to do it. And Maroon 5's like, I'll do it.
Entertainment industry is in its sweatpants right now. They're just like not getting off the couch. They're just vegging.
Yeah.
They're Netflixing and chilling with us, and I want them to get up and
the best way.
Whereas though I feel television
thriving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Golden. Mm-hmm. So much. There's too much. We can't watch it all.
Well, it's harder to get people to actually.
I've tried.
Because so much of the streaming stuff is at our fingertips, it's harder to get people to actually give people a reason to leave their home. Mm-hmm. The novelty just doesn't exist the same way it used to.
Yeah. And with like the whole binging thing, I don't know if you guys have experienced this, but I feel like
I don't do that anymore.
I'm having a hard time remembering.
Yep.
Episode to episode specific, but even things that happen in a show, if I've just gone ahead and binged it. No matter how much I loved it, I'm like, I loved that show. And then I'm like, oh, wait, that happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not good, man.
Yeah.
I should not chew by the microphone.
No.
This is going to be rough. This is going to be a rough one.
Yeah, so it sucks. I'm not really excited. I never really get excited by it. I'm a little jaded from the thing that happened in my youth. When I did Home Alone. So, I'm like, meh.
I was excited when Leo finally won one.
Yes, I mean, cool. But
that wasn't that his was best cool. performance by a long shot.
I was
shot.
Just saying this morning to my father. I was like, it is like, I feel like that's what's happening with Glenn Close, too. Have I seen the wife? No. But everyone's voting for her because she's never won before, and she's had amazing performances in the past. And apparently this one is really, really good, too. Exactly. And I feel like that's what happened with the Leo year. Mm-hmm. No one else was, like, tremendously outstanding that year, so it was fine. The Revenant. Whereas he's been so much better. I think him and Django Unchained was like one of the best performances ever. I loved him as Calvin Candy more than life.
I heard he apologized a lot before. Like, he was like, I'm so sorry that I'm going to have to be like this disgusting
really?
Asshole.
Ugh, I love it.
He's so, which I think is so
And Wolf
awesome.
Of Wall Street. Like, I like when he's more a loose, fun Leo.
Yeah.
More than just strictly serious Leo. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm very. That's why I'm very excited for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah.
I don't. I was thinking something very similar happened with Martin Scorsese, right? Like, he had been the guy forever and just never won an Oscar until everyone's like, ah, give it to Marty.
Right.
That happened so much, and I think that's so silly. So silly.
It just shows you how it's not about anything important. It's just like a. It's like politics, and it's like popularity, and it's like
running a good campaign for it, like all that shit.
I like that entertainment industry's in sweatpants. I love that.
Should I put that in a t-shirt?
Yeah. half of the Hollywood sign in a pair of sweatpants. Just on the couch.
If that isn't the title of this episode, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Jesus Christ, I'll write it down.
All right, get off my nuts already. Jeez.
I thought you liked it when I was there.
I love it. Yeah. Keep
what
so
was that
warm.
Movie with Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale, and he's the boxer?
The Fighter?
Is your mind like he had a bunch of sisters?
That's what we sounded like?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Did you get your house points?
Mickey.
No. I missed it. I was 2 minutes too slow.
Damn it.
There's a lot.
Is that the
Harry Potter mystery game?
Yes, it is.
Is it good?
Do you have enough energy?
It's addicting.
Not yet. It's addicting. I realized just a few days ago, I was like, I am a rat. I am nothing but a rat in a cage because my internal clock has figured out when, like, I will look at my phone and a minute later it'll pop up and say your energy is full.
That's what they want.
Every time. And I was like, I don't know that. So that just, I've been trained.
That's terrifying.
Isn't that terrifying?
It used to be kind of boring, but now they have these like events.
They have so many side events and
quests. And the side events are like, okay, you can get the special t-shirt and I need the dancing skeleton t-shirt.
Right. And I decided to be a lesbian on the game because I was like, why not? And so I really want to know if she likes me back. But her sister's stuck in a portrait, so it's taking a long time
Gets
to find
awkward.
Out.
So
Gets
do
awkward.
I need to do this game?
Absolutely, but don't, but yes.
Probably not. Ryan will get mad at you. Don't
Why?
You, don't you have a game addiction or something? Didn't you have to not play Disney Emoji Blitz anymore?
Yeah, I had to stop playing that.
See?
I know about you. I had to actually stop playing that because I couldn't use it appropriately like an adult.
Meaning you were spending real money?
There was 1 week I spent like $20 on it, and I was like, "My husband's gonna
you
be
paid
so
money."
She paid, yes. She was paying real money. That's when you know that there's a problem. Oh. I know he told me he's like, "No, she's not allowed to play that anymore."
Okay,
Emily.
Well,
I was like,
that's the
oh,
rule.
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
That's
why I don't play it around
rule.
Her either.
Rules in the house.
The rule is that you when you play like a app or whatever, you can't pay no yeah. real money.
When I had a friend. I had a friend trying to talk me into doing real life Farmville money at one point when that was a thing, and I was because we were itching for it.
Yeah, I'm downloading it. Danger.
Remember when your Facebook feed was all your friends asking you for like bundles of
sticks?
Yes,
for Farmville.
Yes, I would create other Facebooks just so I could send it to myself, so I wouldn't have to bother my friends. That's how much I appreciate you guys.
Very considerate. Oh, that's so sweet. Speaking of friends, should we talk a little bit about pop culture and what's going on?
Let's do it.
Should I try to explain the Kardashian?
You have to because I live in a black vortex for the majority of my life.
Why the vortex gotta be black?
Racist.
Wow.
He gets 10 so minutes upset. Of a black card now. He gets 10 minutes of a black card now.
For shading her whiteness.
Can I spend it all at once, or can I parcel it?
You choose.
You know what?
I'm
going to save it for Sunday. I feel like I want to have my black card on a Sunday.
You choose.
I know nothing. I'm going in cold to this Kardashian.
All right.
So yeah, I don't know anything.
I have no idea about what's going on.
So let me just lay a little groundwork for this, right? Khloe Kardashian had a baby with a man named Tristan, right? He is a basketball player.
Brad Pitt in Legends of the Fall.
Correct. And 2 days before she delivered their baby, he was caught with, I think, let me see, 4 women.
Wow.
On video.
Wow.
And so she was like, I don't want drama. I'm just going to have my baby and we're going to try to make it work. So they've been trying to make it work and they've been trying to have another baby. And then this week.
Because that'll fix it.
That'll fix it. Kylie Jenner has a best friend, Jordan, who basically she lives in Kylie's house. Kylie has like made her modeling career. The Kardashians have taken care of this girl. And guess who's found fucking Tristan?
Whoa. Jordan.
Yep.
Whoa.
This is like a movie.
Damn. But also, what's wrong with that guy? Why can't he just not have sex?
He's a sex addict.
This is like the American...
I'd like to point out that that's not a diagnosable thing in the DSM. Thank you.
Boom, bitch.
Maggie's back to work, ladies and gentlemen.
Never off the clock. When there's justice to be served.
So she's been evicted from Kylie's house, obviously. Mm-hmm. The Kardashians have been unfollowing her.
Oh.
And Tristan. And they are officially broken up.
I like that their biggest thing of recourse is to unfollow them.
Right.
I'm like, I don't think that's... Jordan's going to be ruined. That girl is so dumb. That's
yeah, this is so silly because like, I don't care about any of it. I don't understand it. It's all stupid, but I do know that I wouldn't want the Kardashians mad at me.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're yeah. so dumb.
They're too powerful.
They're way too powerful.
I remember when everyone thought that Rihanna was banging Jay-Z and she was like on some talk show and she was like, if I had banged Jay-Z, I would have no career because Beyonce is... So much more powerful than you know. Mm-hmm. I would not be Rihanna. I would be done. And it's the same thing with the Kardashians. Sure, they're silly. It's whatever. But they've got power, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You're done.
That Kris Jenner is like the devil, I think. I mean that as a compliment.
They don't have a good way of inviting good people into their lives either.
I feel like that is correct. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Speaking of bad people, we also had 2 other news things happen recently.
Tell me.
R. Kelly got arrested.
Fuck yeah.
Finally.
I feel like he has like 10 charges
yep,
or something.
I think that's
like
right.
Not enough.
Yeah. Not enough. But I wonder, do you think he's actually going to jail this time, you guys?
Mm. No.
Really?
Maybe.
He turned himself in, didn't he? That doesn't mean he's going to jail.
His bail is like $1 million, but he's probably going
to
be.
Well, if you go to Aladdin Bail Bonds.
Turn up or shut up. Brought to you by
Aladdin Bail Bonds. That's more on brand.
Listen, we all go to jail eventually.
My brand.
We all go to jail eventually.
All the bail bondsmen wear Nerd Up or Shut Up
t-shirts. We're not white males. We're not going to jail.
Unless this is a commercial for a home security system.
Oh.
The burglar's always a white dude.
It is.
Mid-30s, like a beanie.
That's true. Just being all like... like posing really, like a raccoon. Like,
I really wish you could see her face right
what
now.
What improv troupe did they get this guy from?
So unless you're that guy, yeah, then...
yeah. Well, I hope R. Kelly goes to jail. I'm glad. I feel like the documentary did this because people are like, what? R. Kelly's a skeet?
How do people
not know
I can't
talk
about this anymore?
Right.
There have been like jokes even about it in pop culture throughout the decades. I feel like even in Scary Movies. Yes. Wasn't there like an R. Kelly joke or something? Like, and
well, I feel like the black community always knew and acknowledged it. But I think like a lot of the white community was like, what do you mean R. Kelly's bad? And we're like,
What do you mean R. Kelly's bad?
But
what do
still, you mean, everybody has been supporting him this whole time. Like,
right.
I mean, not everybody, but you know what
I mean. Is it just because I Believe I Can Fly? Such a good song.
He's got real good tunes, man.
I'm not kidding, though. I'm only half joking.
I think it is.
Does he get his black card taken away for that shit?
No.
God damn. I'm telling you, an artist like Woody Allen, whatever he's made great. It's these artists who do terrible things, but they have good work out there, and then people just can't. You know what I mean?
I don't understand. Like, honestly, I can let
there it is.
I believe you can fly. Go. I can let it go. I'm gonna say it. I can let it go. The one I cannot let go is Remix to Ignition. I love it so fucking much. And I miss it so bad. I'm so sorry.
They take these songs off streaming now. Like, Ryan Adams is getting his songs pulled from streaming now because he's been bad boy.
Good.
Well, I wonder if I'm going
to
say
even if it's extreme, I'm glad that something is at least starting to be done. Like, right. At least it's opening the conversation up more and maybe we'll figure all this shit out one day. But, like,
yeah.
I know everyone has their limits of how you can separate art from the artist and everything like that, and that's why I try not to judge people's lines because mine are different than I have never listened to Michael Jackson my whole life, and I will not. But that I've never judged anyone for listening to Michael Jackson. But I've never been able to enjoy him as the greatest artist. I don't see that. I've never felt that from him because to me he's always been that guy.
Right.
I will listen to the Jackson 5 though. Because that little boy is a completely different person.
I was raised differently because, like, even when I was a kid, I did an album with him. And it was it was during that time that we did that album that the allegations started to come out. So, but I have a line too. Like, I've never seen a Woody Allen movie. That's not true. I accidentally saw What's the Ant one with him.
Ants.
You know what? That doesn't. I don't think that counts because that is Woody.
Even know how pissed off I was.
Right.
But I walked into the theater and he spoke and I was like, "What the fuck?"
Because there's a difference between a Woody Allen movie and a movie that happens to have Woody Allen in it. Right?
Yes, for sure. I guess. But like, I was so pissed off.
Like, there are Adam Sandler movies and then there are movies that Adam Sandler happens to be in. They're completely different.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one of my lines. I was like, I don't want to ever see a Woody Allen movie. Same. And I accidentally saw one. So, whatever. So, we all have our lines.
Midnight in Paris is so good.
I was just going to say that too.
It can fuck off. I'm sorry. Like, it can't be as good as being free of sexual assault feels so much better than a stupid freaking rom-com, in my opinion. But we have another asshole.
Still really good though. That's what's annoying about it.
Like Michael Jackson, he also moonwalked.
Hey man, I can moonwalk for you in the other room. I'll do it.
But he moonwalked.
That's gotta count for something.
Speaking of artists and moonwalkers, we have.
This is the most dangerous. I know, it is the most dangerous.
Jussie? How do you
Jussie
say it?
Jussie Smollett.
Jussie.
What the fuck, dude?
That guy is a garbage human and he can fuck off.
Garbage human.
I wonder if they're gonna, because one of his songs popped up on my playlist the other day.
He has songs?
Yes, Empire's a musical.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I don't watch it, but I respect it because Taraji P is queen.
She is the queen.
You know, by the way, there's a problem when Terrence Howard is not the craziest motherfucker on a set. By the way.
So true.
The end.
Crazy.
He's like, wow, that's a bad move, brother. That's my Terrence Howard.
But he probably like respects him a little bit because he's like, hey,
that's probably cool.
He was like, my idea.
He probably gave him the idea.
He's like, I've done worse.
I did
to
this
try
once.
To get a pay raise. Remember that time I was an Iron Man and then I asked for more money and then they fired me. And then remember also in Law and Order where I made them fire everybody that was being paid more than me, and then Law and Order imploded. Oh, and then that other time.
He's also in Glitter.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Nice pull.
How about that?
Tell us more about Glitter.
He's in it. Mariah Carey's in it.
Ooh.
Stephen Dorff.
Yeah.
I know
Stephen
all the songs.
Dorff?
Wait, Anastasia, are you the one that said it's A Star Is Born?
It is A Star Is Born.
It's A Star Is Born?
Yeah. It's Glitter at a Star's Board is the same movie, according to Anastasia.
It's the black version.
I haven't seen Glitter, so I can't.
It's like The Wiz and The Wizard of Oz.
The Wiz is so good. Come on in. I want to be in it. I want to be in The Lion King.
Next
I want to
week-
be Rafiki, but I can't. I'm a whitey.
Next sad. Week, we'll be doing a colorblind version of all musicals. Tune in.
Can I also be Joanne in Rent, please?
Yes, you can.
It's my dream.
If I can be Angel.
Yes. Richard, who do you want to be?
Wait, which one? I forgot what show we're doing.
Rent.
Oh, we're doing Rent Lion King.
Rent the Lion King.
The Wiz. The Wiz Rent Lion King.
Rafiki's already taken.
So. Stop at it. Oh, my God. That's good shit hyenas. Right there. That's a good call.
I'll just be the one. Jim Cummings hyena.
He doesn't say anything. He just he laughs. Makes
noises. His name is Ed.
He just laughs.
Ed.
Yeah. If I was going to be in The Lion King, who would I want to be?
It's a circle.
Or laugh.
Wait, no. Emily, can you like really go for it though? Why not?
Absolutely.
Oh, it
hey, write in.
So
who would you
pretty.
Be? In, who would you be in Lion King?
Yeah,
it would
write
be
in.
So pretty. Who
would you be, Maggie?
I don't know.
Zazu, obviously.
Fuck, I would be Zazu. God damn it.
You are Zazu.
That is so real. It makes me angry.
I just don't know who I'd want to be. It's
see,
so complicated.
Everyone sees me as Zazu, but inside I'm like Scar. I love playing the bad guys. That shit's fun.
I love it. I love it. I love Macklemore. Yes, Ika.
Yeah, we have to put
it's
that
okay
as a sound.
If you like
it's gonna be my
what?
Ringtone.
It's okay
time.
If you like Macklemore.
Yeah, you know everyone
who
loves something.
My mom really loves Macklemore. Like a
good
lot.
Job, Alice.
Like a lot. She's like, you know who my favorite rapper is? I'm like, who, mom? Macklemore and
it.
Eminem.
Oh my lord.
I
love it.
Like, take wait. You to the candy. That's
50 Cent.
What is happening?
Wait, what does Macklemore sing? Does it you go to a shop?
Thrift shop!
Pops
tags.
Shop.
You get 10 minutes off your black card.
Because I didn't know Macklemore? I feel like that should put points on my black card.
You don't decide.
Damn it.
You don't hand out those black cards.
I'm so sorry.
I'm just gonna. I'll be bringing this up at the next meeting. Thank you. Didn't
Bring
know
it.
Macklemore punished.
You thought 50 Cent was Macklemore.
No, I just didn't know what shop belonged to. I didn't know.
Oh my god.
Oh god, where's this show going?
This is just for everyone to take a break. Collect
regroup.
Yourselves.
This is where we take our 1 minute deep breath.
Away luggage.
Away luggage?
That's our sponsor for today.
Away luggage.
I've never even heard of it.
What? It's the one with the plug.
What plug?
The plug for your
what
phone.
What luggage?
It's a luggage that you plug. You guys don't listen to podcasts, do you?
Not much.
Not with this ad.
Not with this ad.
Away luggage with the plug for your phone. And the luggage.
I thought they, never I heard thought of they this. Can't take those on planes because they like explode.
You can with Away luggage.
No.
I'm so glad you asked.
I think the Away luggage isn't allowed because they explode.
No, you can with Away luggage.
Just
you
don't let
what?
Them know it's Away
They're
luggage.
They're not paying us.
You
so
can.
Why won't you talk
with
to me?
Away luggage. And you can blow up with Away luggage today.
Blow
Use
up.
Our code. Spader monkeys,
yes.
And you will get
Spader
absolutely nothing off.
Sorry,
monkeys.
So what's going on in Facebook, host?
Who knows?
Remember when James Spader was in The Secretary? That was
a great
he was
movie.
Like
spanky, spanky,
I love
spanky.
It so much. It's just definitely
spanky, spanky.
The
Spader
best.
Is great.
I feel like Maggie Gyllenhaal is a party.
Yeah, both of yeah. That's why it's the yeah, one of the best movies mm-hmm. of all time. The two of them, like.
They saw that script and like, all right,
let's spank each other.
All right,
God, it's so and good. Pete, and then the ending.
Goers.
Oh my God,
Very
it's so
beautiful.
Beautiful, so beautiful. Anywho.
So beautiful.
Secretary.
So that's our.
It's very hard to find artwork on that. I have looked high and low.
I know.
To get a secretary,
motherfucking possible.
I was very surprised at the photo you chose for your little Valentine's Day.
If anyone ever comes upon that photo in
I know,
artwork
I was like,
form, please,
huh?
Please let me know.
guys, this is going to be our Comic-Con mission, is to find secretary artwork.
It's impossible. I've tried.
I'm going to say secretary.
We shall commission it. You know what?
Oh, God, what?
Do you think I could get Terry Dodson to do it?
Oh,
you don't remember Terry Dodson?
No.
Comic book artist?
No.
Oh, well, now he's not going to do it.
Is he listening?
Probably not.
Am I supposed to?
He's been at the Benefield dinner that I've taken to you before.
Okay, okay.
Let me show you some Terry Dodson.
If you
art.
Show me the photo of Terry, I will absolutely know. I am really bad with names.
If
and
you
I haven't
are
seen
listening
him in 5
this,
plus years. Come
and
on.
And you are an artist. If you're listening to this and you're an artist
and you want
to
draw me,
send yes. If you want to draw her like one of your French girls, you can. But more importantly, if you would like to draw,
I've got a great couch.
Pictures. The secretary.
Richard's nodding.
Please. What?
It's a good couch.
This is his art.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Is it penis?
Delightful.
No.
Yes,
no.
It's all just
is
dicks.
It penis?
It's just dicks everywhere.
Dicks, 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 dicks.
I also would love to commission someone to do a portrait of me and my dog. Aww. Like the How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh.
With a hiccup and toothless. Oh my
I feel
God,
like somebody just
die.
Saw the movie and is a little emotional.
Anywho.
Many times.
1,000%.
Okay. So seriously.
Hey, Terry.
If you have artwork, send it in to us. We would like to share it on the social of media.
Yeah. Especially if it's of me, because I love pictures of me. And it'll be really interesting to see how you've been looking at me. Mm.
That sounded so upsetting.
And the next episode of the Cardassians.
What?
I said you're on the next episode of the Cardassians.
Mm. Were we talking about something?
We were. We were talking about Jesse.
Oh, that's why.
God, I'm so mad about that, though.
Yeah. You just fucked everything over. And I was listening to a podcast the other day, and he was like, and on Black History Month, you just fucked up so fucking bad.
The black community, the gay community, and the acting community, yes. More than anything.
I'm mad about
I'm
it.
Just kidding. But still, no, it's awful.
The reason I'm mad about it is different than I think the reason most people are mad about it. I'm like, yeah, it sucks that he faked an attack or whatever. But what really makes me mad is that this is going to empower those kinds of people.
Yes.
Who think all these attacks are fake, and people who think that fake, you know, that faking these things, like, this is so uncommon, and they're going to point to this one time. Yep. That's going to let them ignore the next 100 legitimate attacks.
It makes it harder for victims to be believed.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. That's why I'm mad about it.
Plus, he's just such a dumb criminal.
And for all the people, yeah. Like, just because you automatically want to and should believe a victim of right. any sort of crime. Right. And so instantly you just, all these people, I stand with Jesse, and you just feel so stupid too. It's like you fucked over so many people in so many different ways and doesn't give two shits.
Right.
No. No.
For what? More money? For more popularity? For like, what is it?
Wanted,
or are you just sick? Or is it
hire,
both? I don't know.
I think he said, or they said he wanted a higher paycheck. Also, he's just dumb. He's a dumb criminal. Like, who writes checks? You wrote a check?
In cash, baby.
I feel like that's like
everything
criminal
about it
101,
is stupid.
Right?
Wait,
criminal 101.
And awful. He had a paper trail?
Yes.
Yes.
What
that's
a
how
fucking...
they caught him. They caught him with
He paid
checks,
them with a check.
And then he also had communications that were easily findable between them, and they rehearsed it. They rehearsed.
I feel like I could have planned this out better.
Yeah. Also,
don't
hire black men
to do a hate crime
for Trump cunt.
Correct.
Is it MAGA or MAGA? I don't know. MAGA country. Like, why would you? That's the first thing that was always weird to me.
MAGA is too classy. It's MAGA.
It's MAGA. That's what I thought it was MAGA, but I've heard people say MAGA, and I'm like, oh, am I a hillbilly? Which is the answer is yes, but. Maybe a correct hillbilly.
Ding, 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 ding. No, he's just dumb. He's like so stupid.
And so stupid.
I just.
Garbage.
And he paid them $3,500.
Today's economy.
Like, that's just kind of crazy.
Those
and you're like,
deals.
You're like, hey, look at those two extras on Empire. Like, I should totally give them $3,000.
The sad part is that he thought that the money was going to be an investment. How fucked is that?
He's so fucked.
He's so fucked.
And he's fucking
over his
family.
They don't even get to keep the money, too, huh?
No.
That's sad.
He's fucking over his family, too, because his sister's an actress. I'm
I
like,
know.
That
she was
sucks.
On Friday Night Lights. She was great.
Hopefully nobody takes this out on her because she has nothing to do with her fucked up brother.
Thanks, Jussie.
Thanks, Jussie, is what she'll be saying for the next 10 years.
And I'm just going to call him Jussie because I don't understand the name. I'm
no
sorry.
One
Jussie?
Wants to be Jussie? Jussie's
gone. Juicy? Is it Juicy? Jussie.
Juss. Juss. It's not Jess. It's Joss.
Joss?
Jussie.
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 Joss.
Joss. Joss. Joss. Joss. Joss. Joss. Joss.
Joss. You know what's really sad is that he was like a good singer too. He was like a good singer.
He's done.
A lot
He's
of people
over.
Do a lot of good things, but they're awful people and nothing's worth that. Good night, everyone.
Whoa. That,
this has been Emily Burnett's soapbox.
Yeah.
Oh, if you want Emily's me to corner. Be on a soapbox, I will be
Oh,
honest.
I love it when you get on a soapbox. It's my favorite. Just watching you go.
I've been avoiding it with the Bohemian Rhapsody discussions.
Well, it's hard nowadays not to be on a soapbox with so many rapists and racist and sexist. Yeah. It's just like, it's just running rampant.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to keep it's track awful. Of.
It's not a lot to keep track of. I keep track of it very well. There's a board in my
you
room.
Are, yeah.
No, just kidding.
Which is with yarn.
Things,
it's weird
yarn.
How some of it sticks and careers end in, like, Kevin Spacey was just, like, shot off in a rocket to Nowheresville.
Thank
but then,
God.
But then you got someone like Bryan Singer. Like, it's weird. It affects, some people get tagged and some people just kind of sail through it.
But don't
also
you
remember
weird.
When Kevin Spacey tried to make a video and that was so.
I couldn't even watch it.
Oh, my
fucking.
God.
Nothing has
awkward.
Been so disturbing.
Yeah,
ever.
They'll start playing it on. Ever. They'll start playing it on like something I'm listening to, like Kevin and Bean or something. They'll start playing it like I gotta fast forward. I can't.
It's so like yeah. It makes
too much.
My skin.
But don't you think the difference is like talent versus executive positioning, in that it ruins your career. Like talent, if you come out with something like this, it's easy for you to just be like brush off, your career's over. But like executive. Level because
there's usually not a face attached to it,
right. And also it's very it's like sneakily and like so right. certain movies you're like a lot of people didn't even know that mm-hmm. Bryan Singer was attached to that movie or
right.
Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
I mean
it's
just like
easy to pay it's easy for
I know
regular people to not
she
pay attention.
She glazed over
right.
But yeah,
trying
no,
so
I mean,
hard not to be.
Bryan Singer is just as awful. We know this, right? Like it's the worst kept secret in Hollywood, and you know it's awful.
It is.
Screw
it. I do think that people are not as informed about anything but like the actors and directors.
Right.
Maybe the public.
That's what I'm saying.
The public.
Like general public.
The public.
But
I'm
the people
that
giving them these jobs still, yeah,
correct,
that's
correct.
The fucked
no, you're
up
right.
problem.
No, you're
like,
right.
Oh, this guy is the one who has drug sex parties for underage boys? Yeah, he's great for X-Men. Like, what the fuck are you thinking? It's not a
right.
secret to these people.
Right.
If it's
right.
not a secret to me, it's not a secret to them.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
I don't know shit.
But also, too, if there's like no public.
I know someone who is at those parties.
There
you
go. You
guys know someone who
oh,
is at those parties.
Oh, shit. Yes.
I'm sorry. It's I'm just kidding.
Just say.
That's the thing, though, too. If there's not like. Not that it excuses it or makes it okay, but if there's not. Like a visible public outcry, it doesn't really cause anybody to change anything. Do you know
especially
what I mean?
Especially when
like,
money
yeah.
is involved in
especially,
Hollywood.
Yeah, especially when money's involved. Like, they, if you go like, hey, we'll give Bryan Singer this job, everyone's like, cool. Because there's no like public backlash. But if somebody's like, hey, we're going to hire Kevin Spacey, and everyone goes, fuck that shit. They're like, fuck.
But
like,
that's also my point, that yeah. you're not a good person then. Like, as
100%.
A person.
100%. Right, right.
Because
I agree.
It's not that, especially Bryan fucking Singer is doing anything so mind-boggling phenomenal that only yeah. he can do Bohemian Rhapsody, especially
right.
at this point. Yeah. But even back with X-Men, like, that's what I don't understand. When there was a guy, in a writer's room that I worked with who would talk about having sex over in China with underage girls, and they're all just like, cool, cool, cool. Like, they just let him, right. And I'm like, I don't want to work here, and I'm just like an assistant of these people.
Right.
I'm so uncomfortable, but I need to pay my bills, right. So, but like, they're like, oh, that guy's gross. Anywho, yeah, come work. Why is no one ever held accountable for anything?
Well, and I think that's why.
I'm sorry, if it's your personal life, you're a disgusting person.
Right. I mean, I think that's why there's so many people that are like, I just don't really want to know about that. I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to hear about it. And yeah. I think that's why there's so much backlash now that people are ruined, and people are like, I don't want to see people ruined because they made a mistake. But it has to be that way, mm-hmm. for this kind of behavior to not be acceptable.
Yeah.
It has to go to like an extreme to stop.
And it's fine if you don't know. I don't expect everyone right. to know everything all the time. But if you do, when you do know something and you're just like, well, people are people, that's when I'm like, I don't agree with you.
Agreed.
I don't agree with that. But, and all that aside, it's a stupid movie that I haven't even seen.
I saw
it. It's inaccurate. And guess what? I didn't even know until a few days ago. Rami Malek doesn't even motherfucking sing in the movie. He doesn't sing in the movie.
Emily basically just had a seizure in her seat.
That's insane to me. That's insane. He's the front runner for best actor for playing Freddie Mercury, but doesn't sing in the goddamn film.
Even Joaquin Phoenix sang in
Are
the Johnny
you
Cash
fucking
movie.
Kidding me?
And the new Elton John one, you know, Taryn's gonna be singing. Thank the fucking Lord, he can sing
Stars
to me forever.
Stars Born, they're singing.
Me. So all he did was show up in tight clothes and a stupid mouthpiece, and he's gonna get a fucking Oscar?
This is the
get
most
out of here.
This is the most passionate I've ever seen Emily in my entire
he doesn't
life.
Even sing in the movie. Adam Lambert is performing with Queen at the yeah. Oscars. You know why? Because Rami Malek can't motherfucking sing, and he's playing Freddie goddamn Mercury out of all people. I get no one will be Freddie Mercury with that voice, but we get that. We're not stupid. We still, right. like.
This has been Emily's Soapbox Stadium Edition.
I told you not to give me started.
I love how you were trying to avoid it, and then you just let it all out.
You have to let it
out. Was this cathartic for you, though?
Do you feel better?
Good. It felt like you needed it. It felt like you really
feel better?
Needed it.
Oh, my God. I'm so.
Well, that's been a Nerd Upper show.
On that note.
Oscars.
I
hope Black Panther wins.
You can.
I hope Black Klansman wins.
You can find us on all the internets. You can find us on Instagram.
On all the internets.
All the internets.
The whole thing.
You can find us on Instagram made. At Nerd Up or Shut Up, right? The weird underscores in there?
I think there
no, are. No, on Twitter, Nerd Up or Shut Up underscore. Instagram and Facebook, it's regular Nerd Up or Shut Up.
Thank you. You can find me on Instagram at underscore Magatha underscore.
You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Emily Burnett.
I'm just Richard right now.
You can find me at Anastasia W on Twitter, at Anastasia Wash on Instagram, and we're coming to WonderCon, you guys. We can't announce everything right now, but
there's so many things to keep secret.
But we're coming at you, so when we can finally announce everything, we will. But if you're gonna be there, you'll wanna stop by and say hi to us.
Say hi to them, not to me.
No, say directly to her.
Find Emily Burnett.
Do it, please. I'm so scared.
No touching.
No touching.
She could shy in public.
Remember, everyone, no touching.
No touching.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.